Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So every year we have this conference called the Igniting Souls Conference, and the most popular photo is always a surprise because you'd think it's the pictures of the food or the main sessions or all the incredible things that are happening, but it's not. The craziest, most loved photo every year is when we do our photo booth. And this happened the first year by accident. You see, we have this guy named Dexter, and Dexter came out the first year in a whole boxing outfit. He had the gloves, he had the cape, and I think he just kind of left him over there by the photo backdrop, and people started to put it on and, you know, take photos of themselves with the robe on, punching their table mate with gloves or whatever, you know, kind of staged photos. And it became super popular. In fact, I'll never forget, we have this couple that are in their 80s and they dressed up in this boxing outfit and, you know, we're punching each other. They're this married couple. They're great. Pete and Pat Ganeau. But it was such a hit that the following year we actually planned it based off the theme. And I think the next year might have been the theme with goggles, because I wrote a young adult fiction book called Elixir Project, and in the book they have these goggles in one of the scenes. So sure enough, we had swim caps and goggles, and everybody did hilarious photos with the goggles and stuff. And then last year, we've been doing this for like 7 years, but the photo booth has only been the last few years. And by the way, tables compete with one another. So the whole table, you know, gets up and we basically vote on the best photo. And this is all just extra fun. I mean, the content is crazy, intense, deep, but you gotta laugh a little bit too, because if it's just all intense, you gotta have that mental break. You know what I'm saying? So what we did then last year is the whole theme was about be the fire. And I have a firefighter friend who was amazing to lend us firefighter hats and big hoses and oxygen and masks and axes. I mean, it was intense. And the photos, again, were over the top unbelievable. Which brings us to this year. This year's theme is Close the Gap. And we thought long and hard. We thought, what are we going to do for the photo booth this year? Because there's a ton more people. There's more excitement. I mean, it is going to be our best conference ever. IgnitingSoulsConference.com is where all the information is. So this year, I just got done purchasing the supplies from Amazon. And let me say, this year is going to be the craziest year. I mean, it is going to be so much fun. And you got to wait and see. Close the Gap is the theme. You take a guess what you think the photo booth props should be. But I share all that to say a couple things. One is, you never know what's going to be a hit, right? You never know what's going to be a hit. And again, this kind of happened by accident, but it's the most loved photos of the entire conference. Number two, you got to have fun. If it's all just serious and laborious and intense, then you know what? People won't want to keep showing up filled up. You got to give these mental rests and have some fun as well. Number three, each table is a team and they're in competition with the other tables, and it builds unity and camaraderie. And you need that. You need that as you're out changing the world. You're not just this solopreneur. Even if you are a solopreneur, you need some time where you're just having that collaboration as well. So these are just three quick tips that have helped us remember in planning our own live event how to keep things excellent and engaging. And I hope it serves you. Love to hear any tips that you have as well. And if you're coming to the Igniting Souls Conference, be ready. And if you're not, you're going to miss out big time, but we'll post some photos for you, okay? Talk to you soon. This is Cary Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls Podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.